Blog Talk Radio.
Proposing to that man, do you think that's the way that's the new way of the generation, that our generation going right now, to what we asking men to marry us? I don't think so. What you think? I wouldn't even want to say no
so fast. Like, I don't even want nobody to ask me to marry them. That's like, I'd have to pick her up off of her knee. You know what I'm saying? The only way you would be on your knee in front of me is if I'm helping you up. I would be like so not
after
for that,
done,
man.
After you done fail or after fellatio.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna be able to do nothing after fellatio. So go to bed. Ain't no helping you up, bitch.
You just gonna leave on her knees after fellatio. Well, of course, you know I have two articles for this one. Now I do have one. I got two. I have one, which is biblical, which states six reasons why godly women should not propose to a man. And I also have one that states should she propose. So basically, I got two articles running right now. And again, I can't get over the whole fact of you wouldn't get up from that fellatio. But anyway,
I mean, my knees gonna be weak.
Okay.
If I'm able to help her do anything after that, that means she don't need to be giving fellatio.
So again, you don't agree with a woman proposing.
I mean, definitely not.
I don't agree with that either. Now, biblically, you know, like I said, I do have one topic. It's from Wedding Traditions. You can go to weddingtraditions.com to find the article, Should She Propose? And also for the one, the six reasons why godly women should not propose to a man. You can go to the website marriedandyoung.com and you'll find this topic. And this topic is from Dr. Faye Wokoma. And look like she may be Asian. Asian people like to get on their knees, don't they?
Yeah, that's what they do. But hey, what you know, Asian people smart, man. They small.
But what they got to do with this thing?
Hey, they know what's going on. They look Asian man with the little TT. He's satisfied,
But do you think that they don't propose to their men. Well, I'm assuming they don't propose to their men because.
Shoot, no.
You know what?
I actually, to be honest, I've never seen any other race do that besides black people. I never seen a white girl propose. Some women, some black women, just want a man so bad or want to keep a man so bad. They pretty much go to the extremities to do
so. You know what?
But I guarantee you, let one get on her knee in front of me. I don't care how long we've been together. We've been together 5-6 years, and she get on her knee. I still ain't ready yet. You need to get on up. In front of your home girls or whatever, however you want to do it, whatever you want to do. I'm sure you're not going to go anywhere after I tell you no, because you had enough in you to even attempt to do that.
Just even get on that one knee. Now, think about it. Chrissy paved the way when she got on her knees and proposed to Jim Jones on live TV.
They still ain't married. That's in what, four or five years ago? They still ain't married.
And you're right. They are still not. You are correct. They are still not married. But
Yandy and old buddy boy, they got married before they did.
They just got married. That goes to show you, you know, that I feel like now I won't go so far as to say it's degrading, because it's not, but I just feel like it's a respect thing. I feel like if he wants to marry me, he should ask me. Now, did you pay attention to some of the comments? I'm sure we read them all. We had today one young lady did say that she would do it, you know, that she would actually
I saw like 3 or 4 on there saying they'll do it. That's because I just feel like they haven't met a real man before, because a real man won't even allow you to even put yourself in that position to even want you to have to ask to be married that person. You know what I'm saying? That's just like so far out of the box that a man, a weak man would probably be like, okay, she probably take care of you. She probably do everything for him. If a woman asks you to do that, that means she really the man in the relationship. And she probably caking him or whatever, and he don't want to say no because she's doing everything for him. So pretty much, yeah, he the woman in that relationship anyway. So that's what that is. And some of these women used to buying a man and making sure the man won't leave. But, you know, you can't make nobody stay who don't want to stay anyway.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You can do everything right. In a relationship, you can do everything right. And if that person gonna cheat, they're gonna cheat anyway. Cause that they just ain't ready yet. They gotta be in them. I don't care what you do. You can cook dinner every day. You can give me head every day. You can do whatever. If I ain't ready, I just ain't ready.
We still have getting comments on our post. I'm working on Facebook as well, so I can kind of go back and forth with you guys. Go ahead and join in, you know, and let us know, you know, how your opinion on this topic. I see that, you know, someone, you know, we're still commenting on our Facebook post. Definitely let us know. I do have articles that, of course, Amelia and I are going to go over, but I do see I have a lot of people saying no instead of yes. And then, one question that I was going to ask, Mel pretty much answered it, but that does seem like it is a black woman thing to propose to them. You know, we are the ones proposing to our men, you know. I have not seen yet a white woman proposing to her man. We just got another post proposed. She said maybe. She may. I mean, she just commented on the post and said she may do it. It's no may, ifs, ands, buts about it. No, I will not do it. But it does seem like it is a black woman thing. And I do agree with you, Mel. I think because sometimes some of us are so desperate to have a man and desperate to be married that, you know, that we will go through those, you know, go through those extremes to ask a man to marry us. So, again, I disagree, but that's just me. I'm going to go to our topic, the actual article right now, the one that states, should she propose? Okay, and the article kind of pretty much starts out talking about, you know, this is a modern thing. You know, this is something right. that we're doing, you know, this is something that we're doing now, you know, in the new millennium, that women are getting on one knee, and they do have a picture of a woman on one knee putting the ring
right.
on a
That's not kind of the first one. I seen another picture. I seen an actual video of a girl doing it. Like a video of the girl asking the dude to marry. I mean, he looked like he was about half gay anyway.
Right. Did he say yes?
Yeah, he said yeah.
I wonder how they married.
But she started taking care of him more today. I ain't no. Nah, probably not. After Facebook got a hold to it, ain't no telling what happened to it. You know, Facebook gonna destroy all of that.
Yeah, right.
Same way that I got did like that. If they or her friends were probably like, girl, you stupid or whatever, you know, yada yada. But you know, either
yeah,
way,
something I probably would say too. Yes, you know. Okay, the article states a woman proposing to a man is a great idea if you're not traditional and don't like to be tied down by others' opinions, though you will hear a lot about it, which is true. Feel him out first. Before you pop the question, you should have a handle on how your boyfriend will react. A traditional man, one who has views of his role, which I do agree that this is proposing, is a role of a man, okay? One who views his role in a relationship as the head of the household will likely struggle with the gender role reversal. I agree. Casually bringing up the subject in a general way during a relaxing dinner can help you avoid an awkward moment and great disappointment later on, which leads to kind of what you said, man. You know, she want to get married, and she asked you, she ain't felt you out yet, because, you know, she'll probably steal you with it, you know, because I would
right.
think that, you know, so she probably would steal you with it, and again, an awkward moment, like the topic states, I mean, like the question states, it will be like an awkward moment. In some cases,
you couldn't put me in no awkward moment like that, because I wouldn't even if I feel like it's going to come, I'm going to be like, hey, hold on, hold. Hey, let me just where the microphone.
Well, let me ask you a question. Okay. How about if she just started going down on that one knee? You don't know what's about to pop off. You just know she had it down on that knee. What would you do? I mean, what would you ask me to say?
What you mean? Where would we be? Like, where would we be? Like,
okay, prime example. Okay, when y'all out, you know how you did the little picnic thing. How about, that's a great setting to be proposed to. That's an awesome setting.
Okay, but they didn't know nothing about the picnic until I did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it was kind of like that. It wasn't like, no, we need to do this, do that, do that. So that ain't their idea. Now, they were like, hey, I want to take you on a picnic or whatever, and we out, and they initiate that doing that. Like, they would want somebody around, I believe. A woman that would do something like that, they would want somebody around. It's for show. Well, most women do a lot of stuff for show. They really don't care about how big they wedding be. But any of that, they want a big wedding and a big ring, because it's for other people to see. Me, I can go get married in Jamaica and come back and have a nice reception, something like
yeah.
that. I ain't got to go spend $15,000 on a wedding and be in debt for 2 years or whatever, trying to, you know, and then you got a wedding dress that you probably won't ever be able to put on again, or all your bridesmaids, they half of them ain't really got that money to keep rent, buying them dresses and getting them dresses made.
Well, what the hell all that got to do with her getting on that one knee, though? That's what I'm saying.
Nail. What you mean? Yeah, she can get on one knee if she wants to, but she ain't finna get on no one knee in front of me.
Well,
if I see her attempting to even do that, it just ain't no way around it. She's gonna get her feelings hurt probably more than likely. But she knew better than to do that. I wouldn't even date nobody that would be that much into me like that.
I know, like, wait a minute. I know, like, Angie, you say that the way you act, when they get it, it's a wrap. I know you ain't say that.
I don't want nobody into me to that. That's almost, if somebody into you like that, where they willing to actually marry them, they'll do something to hurt you. If you, like, probably say no or whatever. I want to equally like somebody. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to like nobody more than they like me. And I don't want nobody that like me more than I like them. I want it to just grow into that. Majority of the time, if you like somebody more than they like you, they're going to, like, run you over or whatever. They'll run you over because you don't want to offend them in any kind of way, shape, or form. So you hardly ever have an opinion on anything because you're scared they're going to, like, not deal with you no more. So I'd rather just like somebody that like me just as much as I like them. I ain't with all that. Because I know if somebody like me more than I like them, chances are that I'm really going to have an upper hand on you. So ain't no need for me to, it's strange. You know, so I think women like men faster than, let's just put it like, if you chose me, I know for a fact that you like me more than I like you. And that's fine, because I might like you too. So you got to let me catch up and grow with you.
Yeah,
but if I choose you, and I got to coerce you into liking me. What do you call it, courting or anything
like
that?
Yeah, courting.
I mean that's the most natural thing to do, which should be done anyway. But the way day and time set up now, it's okay to court each other, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But not asking me to marry.
So we can actually agree on this, that basically when it comes to this new thing about proposing to men, it is we can agree that this is something that a lot of African American women are doing. I mean, a lot of people saying, okay, I agree.
But I think I seen a white girl on one of the posts that said she would too, though.
Did she just say it?
She said it on my post. When I posted it.
I think on my page.
And she said that she would, and she white, so she said that she'd act a guy to marry her. But hey.
Now we do have our life coach. We about to go ahead and chime Carolyn in right quick.
All right.
What's up, Carolyn?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, great.
Carolyn?
So, Mel, you making sense tonight. I'm liking that.
I've always made sense.
You kind of drifted a little bit off topic. She had to bring you back, but
I kind of ramble sometimes. I tend to ramble.
I agree with you as far as a woman proposing to a man and, you know, whether or not she's liking you more than you're liking her. But one thing that I must say is that oftentimes, unfortunately, in a lot of relationships and marriages, there is an individual that loves more, that likes more, that loves more. It's unfortunate, but it's the truth. I'm not going to say in all cases, but in a lot
of
cases.
Yeah, can you actually have that? Can you actually meet somebody where y'all like each other the same amount with
you
that?
You do. But now,
it's rare though, right?
as far as the topic itself, me personally, I'm against it. I don't see me getting down on one knee to propose to a guy because just like I've made a comment on the post, I think it was last week or the week before, I just feel as though it's inappropriate. I feel as though it's not fitting. It's not fitting for me. I can't speak for all women, but it's not fitting for me. And I think that the male ego is already big. And I wouldn't want to inflate it any more than it already has been. And that's not me coming down on any man, but it's just the truth. Personally feel as though if the woman lead in that manner, she's going to continue to lead. She's gonna always be the peacemaker. There's always going to be an issue when it comes to that. And personally,
right.
I don't feel like that's something that I don't want to deal. I don't feel like that's something that I would want to deal with. I think that the gender role reversal in terms of the woman asking the man versus the man asking the woman is something that is becoming more common. I won't say unfortunately, because who's to say that it's mandatory for the man to ask the woman? Give me one second.
I mean, it's not mandatory to me. It's just the fact of that they doing it. It just don't fit right with me. You know, thanks,
okay.
So, Nikki.
So, I mean, yeah, this is what I was getting ready to say, actually. Now I was going to refer this as well to Carolyn about how what we stated about do you think at this point is more of a black woman thing. Yeah, I know we did see one white person state it, but I feel like at this point, you know, it's more of us that's doing it, though.
The white girl that come in and on my post, she really black, though. No.
Okay, well, she has.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what?
She's white, but she probably date black boys.
Yeah, it's exactly.
I'm talking about the all-American white girl that probably wouldn't date a black guy. That's the one I'm talking
right.
about. She ain't finna ask you to marry her. That's what I'm saying.
Right. That's what I'm. Yeah, exactly. But it seems like, you know, we are doing it more, you know, and I don't know if it's out of desperation. I'm not sure. You know.
Well, you know what? I think that our race, we're very perpetual when it comes to a lot of things. And by that I basically mean that we are the ones that put it out there. You know what I'm saying? And not even just on this topic, but just a lot of things when you think about it. So in essence, I'm saying that there probably are other cultures that do it as much as we do, but they just don't put it out there the way that we do. You know, we are just on a whole other level.
Yeah, they put everything on social media.
Yeah,
right.
And you know what? See, when it comes to marriage, it's different for women than it is for men. Women, we want to be married. I'm sorry, married. We want to go through the whole process. We want the ceremony. We want the dress. We want the flowers. And more often than not, it's for the image. Don't get me wrong. We're emotionally driven. Therefore, you know, we want that connection. We want that spouse. We want someone to call our own. But the reason that we want to be married versus the reason that men want to be married are totally different. Men would much rather be financially stable, whereas with us, we are ready to get married because we just feel as though we're in that deep, we're in love, you know, we're ready, like I said, to have
someone. It's more emotional.
Right.
It's more emotional.
Men like to be a lot
right.
more established. Yeah, men like to be a lot more established. So with that being said, because I know that, I would not want to propose to a man who would possibly not even be ready to be married. You know what I'm saying? That just brings more problems, ultimately.
Okay, so what do you say about? I've seen people get married like straight out of high school, maybe like 19 or 20 years old, get married. Do you think most of them? I don't think most of the marriages last. To be honest, if they do last, they cheating on each other.
I feel like they outgrow that. You know, they outgrow each other at some point. You know,
right.
I've had that to happen to some friends of mine that were married.
Young.
They got married. Yeah, right after high school. I met a young lady in Atlanta who we're really good friends now. But I think, you know, you outgrow that person. But, you know, that's
I think it depends on, honestly, I think it depends on the generation that we're speaking of, because when you look at the past, when you look at the generations from the past, they made it work. Those people were getting married out of high school. Those people were getting
the thing with that is we can't look back on like the old days. So back then they didn't really have nothing to do back then. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have internet. They had nothing. They just had each other, and that's why they come up, and that's why your grandparents be having 14 kids, and because they ain't do but have sex and
that's,
eat food all
true.
The time. That's how they did. So nowadays, that's, you know, these women slipping up getting pregnant these days. You know what I'm saying? Some of these they don't really want these children. That's why it's so much. Government issue stuff going on because they can't take care of these children or whatever. They get in a bad position. See, well, back then, you know, your dad and them made it work. They made it happen. Until then, you know, food stamp was around, but you know, food stamp was food.
That's true. And I see what you're saying. There's a lot of things to actually factor into the equation now. And it's true. I wouldn't recommend anyone to get married straight out of high school because there's still a lot of developing that they have to do
right.
in a lot of areas and in more ways than one. So, yes, I would say that no, I wouldn't recommend that anyone get married, you know, straight out of high school, not as a teenager, because there's so much more to learn, you know, not just about another individual. There's so much more to learn about yourself. You know what I'm saying? How can you give yourself
exactly.
to someone when you don't even know yourself? You don't even understand yourself.
Exactly.
So how can
exactly.
you try to understand someone else at that age? So no,
it took me to be as old as I am right now to really understand myself. That's why I'm ready right now.
And that's still a work in progress. So
yeah, I'm halfway ready though. I can step into that world if need be.
Yeah,
but you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well,
but the younger girls these days, they would ask their boyfriend to marry them these days. The little 19, little 20-year-old girls, they'll ask their boyfriend to marry them. And he'll probably
yes,
say,
I,
yeah.
I see it happening. I see it happening.
I see it happening
a lot.
And more
so because
can work
they
at
think
McDonald's.
That they're ready.
Not that ready. Both of them can work at McDonald's and they'll be married working at McDonald's together.
Oh, yeah, I see that all the time. I see that all the time.
They have to talk to schedule together.
Yeah.
Together now, because, you know, we ain't got one car.
So they can ride, you know, they have to ride together.
Now, I was kind of reading what one of the articles say. I actually have two of them. One is, kind of, is like I say, is biblical. It's basically six reasons why godly women should not propose to a man. And one of the reasons, I'm kind of going back and forth from the, you know, from each article, just pulling things out that I like. But from this one, it says marriage is God's idea. Many people who do not even walk with God continue to follow the tradition of getting married in churches. Why is this a tradition? Because traditionally marriage was viewed as an institution that God has created. Okay? That's the first one. Marriage is God's idea. The second one is models the kingdom of God. Throughout Scripture, you see Jesus referring to the church as his bride. Go ahead.
I've noticed a lot of people that are getting married these days aren't getting married in the church. They're like getting married at, you know, at venues. So that could be like untraditional.
I think it's still traditional. I think it's still traditional because it's still based upon based upon those biblical principles. I don't think the actual physical setting makes a difference.
Okay.
The principles are still biblical.
Okay.
Understood.
And then the number three was biblical roles of marriage becomes confused. Most of the time when men make the decision to propose to someone, it is not something that is a fluke. Most men, or should I say godly men, put in a lot of prayer, thought, and planning. Usually they carefully make the decision because they know the responsibility that comes with taking a wife. I know that's how it's supposed to be, but nowadays a lot of these men, that ain't why they propose. That is not why they propose.
Why did your ex-husband they propose to you?
Well, hold on, did you just say you damn thing?
I don't be knowing. Some of these folks be married still and be having boyfriends. I don't know. What?
Mm-hmm. Well, and do me a favor, Nikki.
Uh-huh.
Nikki,
uh-huh.
Read that last one to me again as far as men.
Okay. Most of the time when men make the decision to propose to someone, it is not something that is a fluke. Most men, or shall I say godly men, put in a lot of prayer, thought, and planning. Usually they carefully make the decision because they know responsibility that comes with taking a wife. And
I don't even, if that's what it says and it is saying that based on biblical principles, I agree with that either way. Because that's how men are, and it goes back to what I was saying just a few minutes ago. Men are very picky. Men are a lot more pickier than we are. Men are a lot more cautious when it comes to marriage and for reasons best known to them, whereas with us, that's not the case. So I would say that I definitely agree with that. Whether or not he's praying about it is one thing, but he's definitely cautious about it. And like I said, for reasons best known to him, whether or not he's waiting to be financially stable, whether or not he's waiting to find that person that can make him a better man, because most men marry for that reason. And when they choose a woman, they choose a woman that can make him a better man. They choose a woman that can add to them. Whereas with us, we would marry Pookie that's in jail. And we know that Pookie can't do a damn thing from us from where he is.
Yeah.
So,
you know, right about that.
So I would say that that's true. I would definitely say that that's true. Men are a lot more cautious when it comes to picking a partner than we are.
Right. And you know,
the dude in jail wants somebody to hold him down while he locked up.
Dude in jail is still smart because she can still add to him. Whether or not he could add anything is a whole nother subject.
Right. Right. That's what I'm saying. That's probably his number one reason for, like, let's say he's finna go do 20 years. He'll marry this young lady, and she probably gonna say yes anyway because she would just feel like she abandoning him. Then he goes off to jail for 20 years and leave her out. And you know that. I just think that's wrong. If I would ever get like,
let me tell you something. As soon as I hear the judge say 20 years, I'm telling him, sweetheart, the judge broke us up.
I would be like, do your thing. I'd be like, just do your thing or whatever. I ain't finna ruin your life like that.
But you know, the sad part about it is, I see it on Facebook all the time, and actually I know people that's done this. Married men that's locked up now, and you just go on marry them. I mean, if you didn't marry them before they got locked up, you married them and they've been in jail for years. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, that, I mean, and what's up with that? How did you get to know him? You know what? And I know this kind of not was kind of on the subject, but you know, kind of jumping out. But it's something to discuss, though. You know, because I don't understand that. You know, and then you get mad and want to leave him because, oh, he got too long. Well, hell, why you married him? You know, and I see this often. I see this on my Facebook. I've seen this on my page. Women marrying men in jail and then get pissed off and leave them because they done met another man that's free and clear. That's out of jail. Well, then why you just didn't stay with him in a damn way? You know, I don't understand that. I wouldn't have even thought about a man I can't touch, I can't see. You know, I don't know. I got to pay for him to call me. That's a lie. But that's pretty much how I go. Well, I got to pay to talk to my boyfriend. My husband. That's not gonna happen. Not this day and time. Okay, which leads to number four. Men lose their ability to pursue and win the affection of their that's number four. And what goes with
number
that,
four is what?
Men lose their ability to pursue and win the affection of their spouse. If she proposes, men are naturally born to pursue and conquer. I am not
right.
saying women are not to be conquered, but that their hearts are to be won. If you speak to most men, even if they are shy, they love the joy of winning over the affection of their bride. I want somebody to win me over. So that's what I'm sitting here waiting for, someone to win me over. Number five.
They're going to be waiting a long time then.
You must ain't looking at me. You must ain't seeing me or something. Do I need to see you? You need me to post a selfie?
I'm just saying, like, somebody trying to win you over, though. You like, you probably got dudes with opportunities that want to win you, but you ain't probably looking past them. That's what women look past the good guys. Women look past all the good guys. They pay the good guys. Then when the good guy, they see the good guy married or whatever, they be like, dang, that could have been me. See it every day.
I don't know about that one. Okay. Well, I'm sure. And number five, it further weakens your ability to make decisions as a leader. Even though most men know within the first few weeks of dating if someone is wifey material, yes, I said that. Some need a little time preparing financially or emotionally. If God has revealed to both the man and woman they are to be married, it is important to gain a clear understanding of what courtship looks like in the kingdom so that both people have a clear timeline of each. So I agree with that. Marriage is a decision for both people to. However, once both parties decide, it is then the job of the man to help seal the deal by taking his bride. Okay, usually in a perfect world, the guy usually go to the woman's parents and say, you know, I want to marry, you know, I would like to ask for your daughter's hand in marriage. Usually they do that, you know. But I mean, in a traditional world, people do, but people don't do that now. I mean, maybe some do, but I haven't heard of that in a long time for a man. Now I would love for the man that would like to marry me, would go talk to my mama first. Because that's who will get the approval. You know, I mean, I got a good dad, but, you know, my mama will make that decision. You know, he can talk to my daddy, but I definitely would like for my mama to say, yeah.
So do you think the girl that proposes to the man, you think she go to the dude, mama, and be like, hey, I'm going to ask your son to marry me?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Actually, even before that, because going back to something that you were saying earlier as far as her getting down on one knee and not really knowing what your reaction is going to be, obviously she don't know what your particular reaction would be, Mel, if she were to do it with you. That's the thing. I think that most women that do it, they probably have had conversations about it, alluding to the fact that they would potentially propose to the male, or, you know, may have brought it up in a roundabout kind of way, you know, just to prepare him for the moment, whether or not he's embarrassed or whether or not he wants to say no. I think it's something that I hope that is something that they may have discussed prior to it actually happening. I'm thinking that that's how that goes. Not sure, but I hope that's how it goes.
Right. And I just think it's just so backward that a female would just actually put herself out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's too much. That's like way too much for me.
Right.
I don't care who it is. I don't care. It can be Halle Berry, and she do me like that. I tell her yeah, but you know. but the thing is with that, I'm looking at it as like the same thing with Karen said. It's with men. It's more financial wise. You know, being in a place where you can provide.
Right, for that woman, and usually, honestly, and I agree, because with us, I can't say that for me, but what I do, I've noticed, for some of us women, we are in a place where we really just want to be married. You know, we want to be married so bad that we will accept anything, you know, and we will propose.
Right.
You know, then you got the women that give a man an ultimatum. Now, we've been together such time, but see, if I've been with you,
see what you got to look at. You got to look at how Phaedra married Apollo. He was fresh out of prison. He ain't had nothing, but she's a lawyer, got all this going for herself. But she married him, like with nothing. She pretty much probably took care of him until he started doing the little fraudulent stuff that he was doing.
Racketeering.
But, you know what I'm saying. But more than likely, she was a mastermind behind that. He just trying to keep her nose clean off from it. She had, in some way, shape, or form, she had to put him on, man.
Somebody had to teach him some, and that's probably why he was so mad. He know that she helped him cut it, and she's treating him crazy, you know.
But he don't want to say nothing about it, because he don't want to throw her under the bus, and then that thing, you know, she locked up.
Left out there in limbo. So that's true. That's definitely true. Okay, here we go. And this is the last and final. This is the last and final one from six reasons why godly women should not propose to a man. Every woman deserves to be pursued. There is honor and dignity that is given to a woman when she is pursued and won over. You are worthy. You are worthy of being pursued. When you read the Song of Solomon, you see how he pursues the bride over and over. This book can be taken as a literal love story, or as one of Christ's love for the church, how he loves his bride. Either way, he pursues his bride. That's what it says. Now, again, I would love to be pursued, but, you know, I'm not that woman this day and time, even though, you know, of course, every woman wants to be married, but I'm not that woman that just the first time he come to me. You know, I would definitely want to wait. Now, which leads to, actually, one of our sexologists is about to get married, and she actually wanted us to kind of talk about her as well. Her she actually met a guy about a month ago, and he popped the question in his own. You know what I mean? So I mean,
I believe in love at first sight. I believe that you can actually fall in love with somebody like that? Is it sometimes it just happens, y'all just click and
that's
you just fall in
possible.
Love. Like,
I don't think it is.
I don't
think
it is.
Why? It's not for me. Do you know what love? Do you know what that consists of? Now, it's one thing it's one thing if you think that you are in love with someone at first sight, but that's something else. That's called limerence. That's something that's totally different. That's when you think you love someone, but how can you love someone that you don't know?
You putting it as on paper. Let's say if it was on paper, as you were to read it out of a book, you reading what love is really is. Like you saying, you like which is right. You are correct, but I just feel like if you see somebody or whatever, you actually can you can fall in love with that person. I did that one time. I really did.
What? Wait a minute.
So let me ask you something.
I'm listening.
And
I'm laughing
because of where I'm about to go with this. I'm trying to think of
where we're
going
with this.
Her name. I can't think of her name right now, but I'm gonna throw it out there since it's like all over the media and it's the next big thing, transgender thing. You see a lady, someone that you think is a lady, and she is like by far the most beautiful thing that you've ever seen in your life. And you fell in love with her only to find out that she was not born a woman.
And there
you fell in love with her. You make sacrifices. So okay, that's why I said you see people and they are very attractive and they're captivating.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. See, but you're saying it as far as looks or whatever. I'm saying you can meet somebody and then your conversation is just so fire that you immediately grow you can feel a person vibe. You know, y'all got the same likes and dislikes. I ain't saying like you just see somebody and be like, oh, boy, I'm in love. Which people kind of make it seem like they see somebody, but
mm-hmm.
I'm in love. Oh, see, but you know that's different. I'm saying, let's say if I were to meet you and become acquainted with you, and we started changing. I can't remember that. I can't put that word in there that I want to say.
You're saying that I'm using it in literal terms. I'm thinking of it figuratively.
I'm thinking of it like how it sounds.
Yeah, I am.
Right.
But then even if you – let's consider what you're saying. There has to be – we have to have had a couple of experiences for you to know that you love me. It's not just you see me today and not just seeing me, since that's not what you're saying, not just seeing me, but you see me, we sit down and we have a conversation, boom, we walk away, we go home, and you decide, dang, I love her.
What if you meet somebody and you can't wait to see them again, but this goes on and on for years. Like, you wake up and you just want to see them again, even if y'all ain't together, y'all talk every day. And all of that,
I think that's possible. I definitely think that that's possible.
You can grow old with that person because y'all can relate to so much.
I think that that's possible.
Everybody else be like you blind to seeing anybody else.
Yes, I think that that's possible because you're constantly looking for what you found in that individual, and you're looking for that in everybody else that you meet from that day forward, but you don't find it. So I think that that's possible, to love someone that you've never really been with, to love someone that you haven't been with and you've been with other people since you've met them, even if you guys haven't had any intimate
if you will,
right.
moments. I think that that's possible because you're loving them. You're loving them for something
for
aside
them.
From those intimate
from,
moments
from,
and those moments of affection.
Right.
That's you loving someone for vision. Because when you love somebody like that and you've never shared those intimate moments and you've never had those affectionate moments besides maybe just a hug, there's something that you see in that person and that they see in you. That's vision. And with me, I think that with me, that's a very significant characteristic. That's a very significant thing and trait that I think two people have to share in order for a marriage to work. Communication, love, trust, and vision. For me, those things go hand in hand.
You better say that, girl. You just put me on. You just really put me on, though. You know what I'm saying? I like that. See, that's why I like when you be on the show, man. If I was in your office, in your little chair, I'm on the recliner and you got your little book and, I'm chilling, like the therapist-like type thing going on. I can just see that.
You a mess. Bring some hair with you.
I'll pay you in hair. I'll pay you in hair.
Okay.
What's that, an hour session for what? A bundle of session?
Yep.
But I want you to dig into my mind and
okay, I have somebody
stimulate me.
One second, Mel. I have somebody that actually wants to have something that would like to tell a story. We have a caller. And for those that are listening to us online, I did see on one of our posts that you guys are listening to us online. It is kind of hard for us to get to your questions. We would like for you guys to, talk to us. If you see where it says chat, I can see it. If you can want to chat with us, and I will respond. So let me go ahead and hear from our caller. Hello. Hey. Welcome to Tune Up Tuesday. You on there? What's up?
Okay. Awesome. Hey, nothing much in here with my son. I tuned in real quick, like I told you I would. And, you guys having a very interesting topic on this evening. So I definitely wanted to chime in real quick, and share my story.
Okay.
Because, women and men, we all have different beliefs. And by me experiencing both situations, it was kind of scary, but it was kind of like reality. But
okay.
Short story is this. 2011, 2012, I went through a major triumph in my life dealing with, someone, we were living together, blase, blase, separated, and I met a friend. She was in my unit in the military, and, I met her the first day I met her. Our conversation was on point. I don't know if you men or women out there have met someone to where you have a conversation when you instantly connect. And she can relate a lot to what I had experienced, and I can relate to a lot of what she experienced. So we exchanged numbers. We talked on the phone that night, and it was like loving somebody back in high school. We talked on the phone, I'll never forget, for like 4 or 5 hours. It was almost time for me to go to work, but I didn't even care because I was so in tune to the person I had met. So
right.
Time and time went on, she knew I was going through a situation where, I didn't have anything. I was broke. I had nothing. I lost everything I had. She knew that. But most women nowadays, they will criticize or they'll turn their nose or turn their back against a person.
Right.
At a time and point their downfall. But this one particular woman, she didn't. She was there for me when I had nothing. And that's what made me really open my eyes and care about her a whole lot more than an average person. So as time went on, it was coming up to fair time here in Macon. And, I told her, I want to take my son or whatever. I ain't got no money with her or whatever. She said, text me your address. She stayed way out in Covington. And I gave her my address. Probably about 2 hours later, she said, I'm coming down coming past Riverside Drive. When she said that, I knew she wasn't lying. I was downtown. I'll never forget. So I rushed to the house, and you know, it kind of, it shook me up, really, because I never had nobody to go out there away from me, you know, especially dealing with this, the situation right before. So me looking at the situation like, damn, you got people here that won't even come from across town to bring you some heat. But this person come from an hour and a half away, you know, to make sure I'm okay. You know, so that was more than just, you know, whatever, whatever. I never had that before. I'm always the doer. And to have someone to come from out their way to do for me, it was a crazy experience. So we go to the fair or whatever. She paid for everything. She put gas in my truck, you know, at the time, gas on $5, I had to tow. She put gas in it. I mean, the whole nine. You know, and that's something that regular women don't do. Well, I ain't going to say regular women, but that's something middle Georgia women don't
women.
Do.
Right.
You know, and it's usually, it was our first date. You know, we was out with the kids and we had fun. Man, and when we connected eye to eye, I grabbed her. I mean, that kid, I can remember. Oh, my God. Anyway, that was real love. I never had love like that in my life. She set a standard for women.
So are you guys together now? No,
we're not together right now. I'm going to get to that. So it's time of progress. Yeah, it's time of progress. You know, we decided to move closer because, you know, I cared a lot about her. I was driving back and forth out in college and making vice versa. At the time I was in college and I was working a full-time job. So I had to show my commitment that I was committed to her. Like, this is what I want to pursue. Someone that goes out the way for me, I got to go out the way for them. Because
you took the initiative to like go see them.
Right. I wanted to spend my time out here with her. Yeah, I wanted to go share my time with her because I really cared about this person. You know, so, you know, I'm going to end this story real quick. Time went on. We ended up getting to play together here. Kind of, I was continuing back and forth. Long story short, was still dealing with the situation from her ex, which I knew about, you know, but certain things was transpiring where she was communicating or whatnot, and, you know, he was taking money for her, which if we're together, we should communicate what's going on so that we can fix those situations, you know, because here I am to leave my home, and I'm commuting daily here to here in county. And we then invested in a house together, buzzy, buzzy. Okay, this is what we got. So not communicating kind of drifted us apart. You know, I heard a gentleman on the line said that it's all about what you have together. You can have a connection together. She and I, we shared the same month. We born the same month, coincidentally, 3 days apart. We love the same foods. We enjoy the same music. We had fun. When we had fun, we had fun. We go out, we had fun. I never had anyone like that in my life. When I come
home.
It
make it easy, don't it? It make it easy.
Right.
When you meet
right.
somebody, it make it just easy to just do that. Women don't see that, though. They want you, they feel like you should have to work for it or whatever. So, but I think you should just have to wait till that person just come along.
Exactly.
I ain't never been the one to go out and search. I just wait for that person to just come along. And just so happen, they'll come along. You can fall in love 10 times. But
it's funny
you're going to meet somebody, you're going to come across somebody that is going to be just that person for you, and you ain't even looking for them.
You're right, and it's funny that you say that because that's been 3 years ago. I haven't dated anyone in 3 years, you know, because she set a standard. I may have a conversation with people, and if I see what their mind frame is nowhere near like hers. When I got there at home at 10, 11 o'clock at night, she made sure I had a fresh salad. She made sure my towel was out before getting a shower. Blase, blase. I mean, I never had that before. You know, so.
Damn, that ruined me out. I was just getting ready to ask you. I was just about to inbox you. Damn, you ain't going to want me. Dang.
But, you know, during the mix of all this, she did ask me to marry her, you know, but at the time I wasn't ready because I was still kind of mentally and physically going through the situation I was going through at the time. But that was all part of communication on my behalf.
And you were like kind of broke.
Yes. And as a man, if you're going into a marriage, K, can't go in a marriage broke. You know, that's like.
Well, right, and see, that's right. That's exactly what the topic says. But this is the thing. Listen to what, you know, going to what, you know, the topic say that, you know, about a man. That is something that a man would like to be financially set. But this day and time, just like you said, she proposed to you, this day and time, women want to get married so bad that they will go ahead and accept, you know, they won't worry about it like this. They don't worry about finances. It's just the fact that they have a husband.
I didn't understand that at the time. And I lost out on that. And I believe that was a part of her going backwards because I wasn't ready for that. So it was all part of communication on my behalf and her behalf. Till today, she and I, we communicate every now and then through email. You know, we had a conversation face-to-face, you know, talked about all our mischief, and that was the main thing was communication and building a close relationship with God.
Right.
So if anybody that's on the line, you know, please, if you have an interest in somebody, just have communication with that person or you'll lose them forever. You know, I feel like that was the love of my life at the time, you know, but time goes on. My life goes on. Just like
is he married now?
She's not married now. No. She's actually pursuing her nursing degree in Delaware. You know,
so
she got out
of there. So what makes you think that they're...
It's over.
I guess
go to Delaware and get her, bro.
This will be another
go
topic.
To Delaware,
yeah, go to Delaware
and
get her,
bro. We would have to speak outside of this.
No, you know what? You don't have to go to Delaware. Come right on to that now. I'm going to inbox you.
I'm in Atlanta all the time. I was just up there. I'm in Atlanta 4 or 5 times a week. I'm building a business in Atlanta.
Come down there and buy salad. You like, don't you like salad? Ask about what you like salad.
See, Nikki, you're going about it all wrong, man. I got to coach you. I got to coach you into a relationship, Nikki.
you're already trying to make
the man salad. That man, he probably like her salad. He ain't saying any salad. He didn't like the way she made the salad. I used to like that girl. I ain't like nothing but her grits. But when I got tired of her grits, I just got gone. You know what I'm saying? I ain't want no grits no more. I'm tired of grits.
Because I like grits.
You said you were tired of grits.
Man, her grits used to be so bomb. Her grits was on point. Like, I didn't even know how to cook grits. Everybody can't cook grits.
But hey, guys, I really want to share that story with you all real quick. You know,
we
appreciate you calling, bro.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate you calling. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in.
You guys are welcome. And you too. Check me out on Facebook, David D. Brown, Instagram, David D. Brown 26. Get back to my son, man. Y'all be easy.
Already. All right,
back,
bro.
Okay, well, go ahead, Mel and Carolyn. Let them know how to get at y'all. Go ahead, Mel. Tell them how to get at
you. Well, you know, it's the end of the show. Everybody can catch me. You can catch me on Twitter at Lace Front Killer with an A, like slang. And you can catch me on Instagram at Exotic Plush Hair. I got ultimate deals on great quality hair. 4 years in business. You can catch me on Facebook at Miguel Mailman Esperanza, and you can catch me at Miguel Esperanza. I got 2 pages. Probably got 2 or 3 more pages, but I forgot the passwords to all of them, except the 2 out with a 1.
Oh, yeah, man.
I don't think they care about that, Mel.
Karen just I'm going to set the therapy session up so we can get to the bottom of this. We're going to therapy
each other. You just
want to
lay across the couch. You just want to lay across the couch with Karen. That's all you
want to
do.
Do you got one of them brown leather couches in your office? You know, like it's not comfortable, but it can be comfortable. You know, the it kind of like a sleeper lounge chair. What you call them?
Nope.
Oh, you got a regular chair.
I don't. My sessions are done over the phone.
That ain't cool.
That's great.
He wanna be laid across the sofa with his shirt off in front of you.
I wanna have a real therapy session. I wanted to to hit the little clock thing and the little clock thing start and you know, she asked me stuff and then you know I'd sit there and listen and stuff.
Well, you need to Okay, you come on and get the therapy session.
$2 Tuesday.
Come and get your therapy session in person. You're gonna leave here hitting. I'm gonna wound up hypnotizing you. You need a hypnosis.
I'm not unhypnotizable. I'm inferior to everything like that. I'm inferior to all of that type of stuff.
So we're gonna do $2 Tuesday. What we about to do?
I'm gonna go down to $2 Tuesday. I think
I'm gonna head on down there too. I don't have nothing else going on. We appreciate everybody. Oh God, guys, everybody still tuned in. We appreciate y'all. We about to head down to $2 Tuesday at 141. Feel free to come down there. What's it? Cherry Street, right?
I'll be in my pajamas. I got for Father's Day. I got a gift for Father's Day this year, y'all.
I have on workout clothes, so, you know, come check us out. Come check us out down there at $2 Tuesday. I'm going to go ahead and get me one of those frozen daiquiris or something.
Good night, you all.
Hi, y'all. We thank everybody for tuning in, and the show ran out, but it's all good. Turn up with us. All right, Belle, I'll see you in a minute.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.